Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
This time I shall not give in.
The 6th of July. The Kaiser has given his blank check to Austria-Hungary. Germany will back its ally no matter what. And it's now up to Vienna to do what it will with Serbia. With that settled, Wilhelm is off on his usual summer cruise. He will be at sea for the next 3 weeks. Before he boards his yacht, he tells his friend, the arms manufacturer Gustav Krupp, that he is determined to stand firm this time.
This time I shall not give in.
Germany backed down from confrontation with Russia in the recent Balkan Wars.
This time I shall not give in.
And his beloved soldiers were muttering about Wilhelm the Timid.
3 times he said it. The repeated assurance had an almost comic effect.
Krupp asks his board of directors to check that there will be enough stocks on hand if Germany mobilizes its armies. His arms factories, he is assured, are ready if war comes. In Britain, no one has any idea about Germany's blank check to Austria-Hungary.
I believe the thing is wrong in itself.
The Bishop of London is protesting to the Home Secretary about the forced feeding of suffragettes in prison.
The process, if continued for any time, seems to leave them physical and mental wrecks, which it is incompatible with a Christian civilization to allow.
He's been speaking to one of the hunger strikers, Mary Richardson.
She said she thought that Dr. Forward did his best to do it gently, but nothing could prevent the pain of forcing the tube through the nose, especially after it had been done several times, and the 2 jerks with which the tube had to be withdrawn gave terrible discomfort.
But the Home Secretary, Reginald McKenna, is unmoved.
My dear Bishop, I have received numerous statements similar to those which you send me, and on inquiry I have always found that they were inaccurate in detail and grossly exaggerated.
The brain reels with the discords and the screechings of hundreds of motor horns in our streets day and night.
The growing popularity of automobiles is changing the pace of life, and the use of the hooter to warn of a car's approach has caused a flurry of letters to the Times.
Not a night passes without disturbance to sleep, from intermittent hootings until 3:30 or 4 a.m. Every night, the air is rent by recurrent blasts of noise.
Why bother about Michelangelo, Titian, Phidias, Rembrandt and all the others? They are dead.
The press is having a lot of fun with the new group of young British artists who are calling themselves vorticists. The Times prints a manifesto for an even more radical art movement.
Language and likewise paint are wholly inadequate to express our ideas. As, however, the vulgar are not yet educated to our level, we are still compelled to paint. The rich need not approach us unless with handsome checks in their hands. For the poor, likewise, we have no use. Infinitism, be thou blessed.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Adie and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.